Oh, let's see.
Bruised.
Oh, you throw a ball, and then you ask somebody to
catch the ball. Mm-hmm.
So you'd say, I threw the ball and he
caught it.
Mm-hmm. You might say, I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught a thing. Mm-hmm. Or had a bite. Yeah. Gotten a bite.
Say that you're supposed to meet me in town, you know. You might say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a child, when you're about to punish him, about to spank the little kid, he says, please just, what? Just
don't spank me.
Mm-hmm. Or give me
another chance. Mm-hmm.
And somebody's got a smile on his face and maybe a pleasant word for everybody, you might say, he seems to be in a good
humor.
And so there's a pesky salesman or something that comes to the door and somebody can get you out of your good humor, you'd say, wait till I, what? What would you do to the pesky salesman you'd want to?
Get rid of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just get him out of the way. Get him gone.
Get rid of him.
Say there's something going on in him and you really don't know what's happening, but you don't want to let on. You might say, well, I didn't know what was going on, but I... What?
Just went along with things.
Mm-hmm. Or acted.
Acted as if I knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard around here any slang terms for stole? Like, did somebody steal your pencil? Somebody stole my pencil? Somebody...
My pencil, a slang word. Snitched.
Snitched, something like that.
Swiped.
Swiped. They mean about the same thing?
Yes.
What if something happens to be very expensive, like, say, a diamond? Would you say somebody snitched my diamond? I said,
no, I would say somebody stole my diamond.
They definitely stole your diamond, yeah.
Snitching and things like that would be for something small.
You might, when we talk, and you might say to me, I had forgotten about that, but now
I remember.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't
recall that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You might say, I received a letter from my son, so I'll have to
answer
the
letter.
Or instead of answer, you could use
write back.
Mm-hmm. And you could say, yesterday?
I wrote yesterday. Wrote a letter yesterday.
And I have?
Written a letter.
Yeah, every once a month. And, let's see, after you get the envelope, then you lick it and seal it and you do what? You
address it.
And you might say to me, well, I don't know where he lives. How about getting the phone book and looking up his
address.
Say your little boy comes in, a little grandson or something, and he's learned something new, say he's learned to whistle, and you want to know where, you might say, who?
Taught you to whistle.
Mm-hmm. And say somebody asks you if you've all put up a new fence or something, and you say, no, not yet, but I
plan to.
Mm-hmm.
Or I intend to.
Yeah, I intend to. Gonna do it soon.
Uh-huh.
What the? Can you what? What does children usually call another child who will, every time he hears something, runs and tells it, he's a...
Tattletale.
Yeah, you ever heard any other names for that?
To tell on somebody, of course, is to tell what that person did. Tattletale?
Would you ever call an adult a tattletale?
Jokingly.
Hmm. Well, does that mean the same thing as a gossip?
Yeah, it would be the same. Mm-hmm. Only I would refer to an adult as a gossipy old woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And a child as a tattletale.